Welcome to the Bright Beams Broadcast with Brother Ed Hicks, a broadcast for the proclamation of the unchanging truths of God's Word in a changing world.
The Lord willing, I'll bring a series of messages on the subject of hypocrites. In Matthew chapter 23, verse 13, the Bible says, "But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites!" Those were the words of Jesus Christ, and the sentence ends with an exclamation point, "But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites!" Anytime that there is an earthly organization with good high standards, there can be within it the problem of hypocrisy. The hypocrite is a counterfeit, a fake, a phony. A hypocrite acts like he is someone that he is not. Perhaps you have heard it said that a person's reputation is what people think he is, and a person's character is what the person really is. The hypocrite puts an emphasis on his reputation and neglects the building of a good character. When Jesus Christ walked upon this earth, he chose 12 apostles. One of them was a wicked hypocrite. Jesus Christ knew that he was a hypocrite, but I do not believe that the other apostles knew that Judas Iscariot was a hypocrite. Judas Iscariot was such a hypocrite that even after Jesus Christ told his disciples at the Last Supper that ye are not all clean and stated that one of them would betray him, they looked at each other doubting of whom he spake. Peter beckoned to John to ask who it was that Jesus was speaking of. Jesus said that the betrayer was one to whom he would give a sop after he had dipped it. Jesus dipped it and gave it to Judas Iscariot. It was a clear sign of who the betrayer was. Yet, John chapter number 13, verses 28 and 29 states, "Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this unto him. For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, 'Buy those things that we have need of against the feast,' or that he should give something to the poor." I believe that Judas was such a hypocrite that had such a good reputation among the disciples that they did not realize that he was the betrayer. A good name can certainly be a good thing to have, but if you have a good name and a bad character, that is not a good thing. In this church age, and even in some of the best churches, there can be the problem of hypocrisy. There can be hypocrites in the true body of Christ. There can be hypocrites that act as though they are part of the true body of Christ, but have never been born again. If a church rushes to get people to pray a prayer of salvation prematurely, if a church rushes to get people to come down the aisle and join the church prematurely, then there's a danger that they'll bring hypocrites into the congregation. But even if a congregation tries to be biblically careful and biblically correct in dealing with men about their souls, they can still end up with hypocrites in the congregation. In fact, a saved and sincere member of a good church might turn into a hypocrite. Hypocrisy can surely be a problem in a local church. One of the greatest problems in the millennial kingdom shall be hypocrisy. Even though Jesus Christ shall rule the nations with a rod of iron, there shall be a multitude of hypocrites in the kingdom toward the end of the 1,000-year reign of Christ. Even though the kingdom shall be sown with good seed, at the end there shall be tares among the wheat. There shall be bad fish among the good fish. There shall be a mixture of lost and saved. There shall be a mixture of hypocrites and real Christians at the end of the kingdom. After the 1,000 years are past, Satan shall be loosed and shall gather people from the nations to go to battle against Christ. The Bible says in Revelation 20 and verse number 8, "The number of whom is as the sand of the sea. Where shall all those hypocrites come from?" Hypocrisy shall be a great problem near the end of the millennial kingdom. And there shall be many, many hypocrites that shall, after the 1,000 years, rise up in rebellion against Christ. Romans chapter number 2, verses 17 through 24. Behold, thou art called a Jew, and restest in the law, and makest thy boast of God, and knowest his will, and approvest the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law, and art confident that thou art a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which hast the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law. Thou therefore which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that sayest that a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Thou that makest thy boast of the law, through breaking the law, dishonorest thou God? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. Are you a preacher that preaches to others? Preachest thou not to thyself? Are you a parent that corrects your children? Correctest thou not thyself? Are you a teacher that teaches others? Teachest thou not thyself? I, as a pastor, as a teacher, and as a parent, can be hypocritical. I can give to others, as a pastor, as a teacher, as a parent, good instruction and good correction, and yet be hypocritical myself. If you are a parent and you have corrected your child, have you ever called out to God for mercy, realizing that you were guilty of the same thing that you corrected your child about? If you are a preacher, have you ever gotten under conviction about something that you were studying in preparation to preach to others? Have you ever preached yourself under conviction? Matthew 23 tells us some things that hypocrites do. A hypocrite might not be guilty of all of these things, but he might be guilty of some of these things. Let us consider some things that hypocrites do and inspect ourselves to see if they are present in our own lives. Number one, hypocrites say and do not. The book of Matthew chapter 23, beginning with verse number 1 through verse 3, then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe and do, but do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. It is bad for a person to be a hypocrite saying and doing not, but in addition to that, the hypocrite may judge others for doing what he is doing. Some are hypocritical judges. Do you recall the account of Nathan the prophet confronting King David? After King David committed adultery and had murder committed to cover up for it, the prophet told the king a story about a rich man that had exceeding many flocks and herds that took a poor man's only lamb, a pet lamb, and dressed it for a traveler. The king's anger was greatly kindled against the rich man. He told the prophet that the rich man should surely die and restore the poor man fourfold. The prophet told the king, thou art the man. King David had taken Uriah's wife. King David had a murder committed to cover it up. And King David had, as it might be said, passed judgment and sentence upon himself. The prophet said, thou art the man. Preacher, have you ever preached to people about what they should be doing and realized that you were not doing what you preached to them about doing? Parent, have you ever corrected one of your children for something wrong but realized that you were guilty of the same thing? Thou art the man. Isn't it interesting that a person might be much more indignant when he sees his sin in someone else's life than he is when he sees his sin in his own life? Thou art the man, the prophet said. It can be especially hard for others to detect and especially easy for us to cover up when we tell others what they ought to do about inward matters, but we are not doing them ourselves. We might say to others that they ought to repent of sins when we are inwardly unrepentant. We might tell others that they ought to stay in fellowship with the Father when we are out of fellowship with the Father. The preacher might warn a man against committing heart adultery, while at the same time the preacher is regularly guilty of committing heart adultery. We might teach that pride is a sin when we are proud. We might teach others on how to have a fervent, effectual prayer life while we pray seldomly, poorly, coldly, and ineffectually. Number two, hypocrites might bind heavy burdens on others and not carry them themselves. Matthew 23, verse number 4, for they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. The hypocrite might think that his job is to bind burdens on others, and his job is not to carry those burdens himself. Preacher, and I am a preacher, your job is not to be a professional burden binder that bears not the burdens that he binds upon others. A professional burden binder might think that once he has bound a burden on the backs of his listeners on Sunday morning, then he can relax because his work is done. Instead, let us show others by example how to be a burden bearer. Parent, and I am a parent, we are not to make our children do right while we allow ourselves to do wrong. Do you teach others to witness, to pray, to be faithful in Bible reading and faithful in Bible study, to be diligent, to be prompt, to be kind, to be patient, and not to be conformed to this world? If you do teach any or all of those things, then consider this portion from Romans chapter number 2, verse 21 states, thou therefore which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Two things that help make the yoke of Christ easy and the burden of Christ light are that he has borne the burden before us and that he bears the burden with us. Let us be like Jesus Christ. Let us be a burden bearer and not be a hypocrite.
Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now? Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now?
If you have any questions concerning this broadcast, give us a call at Lighthouse Baptist Church. The number is 850-610-3041, or visit the website at lbcfl.org. By the grace of God, get ready, be ready, stay ready, for Jesus is coming again.